Hello again. You know, in a real way, you're sort of a short-term shepherd as you lead this Bible study group. And so I thought it might be well for us to look at what God says of some of the shepherds of Israel that didn't take their job seriously. And then we can compare what he said to these shepherds with the job that we're doing as an under-shepherd to this little flock that God has given us. Would you turn with Ezekiel 34 and look with me at verse 2 where it says, "Woe, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding themselves. Should not shepherds feed the flock?" Are you feeding those whom God has placed in your care, teacher? Are you praying for good Bible teachers in your church to feed the whole flock of God? Look at verse 4. "Those who are sickly you have not strengthened." Have you been looking for emotional needs and trying to strengthen those who are sick? Look again at the next phrase in verse 4, "the diseased you have not healed." Have you been aware of sin and of sin patterns? And have you dealt with these in your own life and in the lives of the people in your care, giving specific guidance to their spiritual health? The next phrase is, "the broken you have not bound up." Is anyone around with a broken heart over, say, a husband or a child or perhaps a family death? Have you bound up the broken? "The scattered you have not brought back." Have you sought out that one who perhaps has just dropped out of church or Bible study or fellowship? Have you tried to bring back the scattered? Nor have you sought the lost. Have you been trying to spread the good news? Remembering the illustration in the scripture that when one lamb comes into the fold, there's more rejoicing in heaven over that one sinner who repents than over the 99 righteous persons who do not need repentance. Let me just read those verses again, verses 2 through 4 in the Living Bible for you, that you might get the continuity. "Woe to you shepherds who feed themselves instead of their flocks. Shouldn't shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the best food and wear the finest clothes, but you let your flocks starve. You haven't taken care of the weak, nor tended the sick, nor bound up the broken bones, nor gone looking for those who've wandered away and are lost. Instead, you have ruled them with force and with cruelty." How about your leadership in your Bible study group? How are you leading them? Are you leading them in the spirit of koinonia, which means a relationship of love, an intimate intertwining of believers, a spiritual connection of real people who are in fellowship with Christ? Be good, teacher, to just finish checking out the rest of that chapter, particularly verses 8 to 10 and then verses 20 to 22. And if you haven't scored 100 in this little test on being an under-shepherd, then maybe this will give you some things to pray for yourself. And you might even consider praying this particular portion for your own spiritual leader, your pastor or teacher. Because, you know, in 1 Timothy 2:1, it says, "I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and for all who are in authority." As the guide for your group, you may want to warn the sheep of some of the pitfalls in their walk. And one such pitfall can be in the way of activity. You know that the church is for worship, fellowship, and the building up of the saints, as you found in your study. And the way we tend to avoid our responsibility to these things often is simply to get involved in activities instead of being involved with people. But you know, activity is no substitute for productivity. Of course, the actual production of spiritual health and changed life is God's work. But you know, He uses the loving care and the watchful concern of prayer and fellowship with others to bring about this change in our lives. Jeremiah 3:15, He says, "And I will give you shepherds after my own heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." We need to help people to see that activity can either be useful or detrimental to their own lives and the lives of others. We need to carefully weigh what is the objective of this activity before we take it on. You might even want to ask the ones in your group to evaluate their activity in the church according to Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. There's another pitfall for people, and that is they oftentimes make the church their total spiritual life. And you know, we've talked a great deal on these tapes and in the Bible study booklet about how God desires our fellowship alone as well as collectively. God wants and desires our personal devotion to Him and His love. You remember we went over Hosea 6:6 in the Living Bible, which says, I don't want your sacrifices. I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me. And sometimes activity can just be a form of sacrifice or offering. But God says, I want you. I want your love. I want you to know me. Urge your sheep to keep fellowshipping with Him. And of course, teacher, this necessitates you setting the pace for them in that kind of a deep personal relationship and walk day by day with God. Teacher, I pray that God will enable you to be a very thoughtful, caring, loving, concerned shepherd to those that God has put in your trust this week. Blessings on you.